This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump visited the northern part of the state of California, getting a close look at the widespread damage from raging wildfires that have been inflicted on the state.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry, right? And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job.
At least 76 people have died in the fires. More than 1,000 people are missing. Mr. Trump also went to Southern California, where a wildfire killed at least 3 people, destroyed huge portions of the coastal community of Malibu near Los Angeles. The fire in Southern California is about 80% contained, about 60% contained in the north. The Trump administration taking issue with reports that cite a U.S. official saying American intelligence agencies have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Here's AP's Ben Thomas.
The State Department says reports that the government has made a final conclusion about the role Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have played in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi are inaccurate. Those reports cited a U.S. official who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says there remain numerous unanswered questions, and the department will continue to seek all relevant facts. The Saudi government has denied the claim that the Crown Prince ordered Khashoggi's killing. Asked about the allegation as he left the White House this morning, President Trump said,
"They have been a truly spectacular ally in terms of jobs and economic development. And I also take that, you know, I'm president, I have to take a lot of things into consideration."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation has held another round of marathon discussions with Taliban officials to push for a politically negotiated settlement to their 17-year war. Taliban says its dialogue process with Washington is aimed at securing a timeline for the withdrawal of all American and NATO troops from Afghanistan to pave the way for what they call an intra-Afghan dialogue. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is saying that U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have killed more than 40 people in Deir ez-Zor near the Iraqi border. Edward Uranian is following the story.
Arab media announced the deaths of several dozen people, most of whom appear to have been Islamic State group fighters, during bitter fighting in the Deir ez-Zor region of eastern Syria, not far from the Iraqi border. Rami Abdul Rahman of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights claims that about 36 Islamic State fighters were killed in the airstrikes on the village of Abu Hassan. A number of civilians and family members of the Islamic State fighters were also killed. Abdul Rahman insisted that it was the highest death toll in coalition airstrikes since U.S.-aligned Kurdish fighters launched their attack against this particular northeastern Syrian Islamic State pocket in September. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
British Prime Minister Theresa May fought back against critics of her Brexit deal, telling opponents from within her party their alternative plan for Britain's departure from the European Union would not work. She's battling to win over rebels and her Conservative Party and to preserve her position as Prime Minister. And after a grueling week in which party members plotted to oust her and 2 cabinet ministers quit within the hours of her government striking the long-sought divorce agreement with the EU.
"I believe with every fiber of my being that the course I have set out is the right one for our country and all our people. From the very beginning, I have known what I wanted to deliver for the British people, to honour their vote in the referendum."
While the Prime Minister appeared to have survived the week, their headaches are far from over. Disaffected so-called Brexiters think they have the numbers required to trigger a challenge to May's leadership. Soldiers from China and the United States wrapped up a week of joint disaster relief drills in a display of cooperation against a backdrop of worsening ties between the 2 countries over trade, also at issue is the disputed South China Sea and self-rule Taiwan. And the U.S. says it will not back down in its trade dispute with Beijing, which might even double its tariffs unless China bows to the U.S. That's the word from U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.